Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Weight loss solutions are not one size fits all. Hers makes it simpler to get started and stick with a weight loss plan backed by expert guided online care that puts your weight loss goals first. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits start at just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you. With 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com. Apply.
Any coatings can blast and powder coat anything metal.
Anything.
We're talking wheels, car parts, car bodies, trailers, vent covers, and more. They blast away years of corrosion and protect with a durable coating. Call 402-421-3559 or go to KaiserBlasting.com for a quote today.
Steve, this would be, again, better times. Steve, what would it be like if all of a sudden someone brought in some Kreger rims? Remember the Kreger rims?
Yes.
Oh, Jake. They were
staple of our
staple
childhood.
If you had, that was a financial statement.
You
had sweet fat tires, 60s. They were numbered, like 50s, 60s. Like that. So if you had some sweet tires and you had the Kreger rims, and right now if you have some Kreger rims, might be in the garage or someplace around like that.
A little rust on them.
You might be like, oh, these are Kregers. What do I do? Real simple. I'm going to tell you right now, if you take the Kreger rims in to Jace and to Jay, he'll do them for 20% off.
Wow.
He'll do Kreger rims for 20% off for what it means to the nostalgia of the time.
I wish you would have got into restoration of sweet cars.
I would have been a fun business.
Yeah, you could still do it.
Still might look into it.
You could still do it. I mean, you don't have to do the engine work. You can just get one.
I really do. I want one or two cars. It's either a 69 Chevelle or a 72 Camaro.
You're out on the El Camino.
Well, I wouldn't be out at all on that. No. GTO? How about a GTO?
Oh, God.
How sweet would that, Jake?
Jacked up.
GTO. You can't imagine what you'd look like. Yeah. I like a golden with the black.
Old gold with black interior.
Yes.
Oh, that's a good call.
Yeah.
That's a good call.
Dodge Charger. Want to try one of those babies out, Jake?
Yeah. God, you came with old gold.
Old gold. You're the old gold I'm talking about.
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
With a black racing stripe and black interior.
GTO.
Oh, my God.
Every day took a turn.
Hazerblasting.com.
That's
erotic. Before we get to
Joe Erotic,
some potential overreactions. Sip, you've told us your favorite.
We're overreacting right now, Jake.
What's your favorite? GTO, old gold.
What's your favorite type of boot you have there, Sip?
Mindel.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, well, it's Trekking Tuesday.
Every
Tuesday, we give away $50 to Mindel Boots, mindelusa.com. If people email in at early break, 937 at gmail.com, their best outdoor story.
Okay.
This week, it came from Carrie, who was was wearing Mindels in the Rockies on an elk hunt a couple years ago.
Jeez.
Whoa.
You got a picture of the Mindels right there. And they were calling elk near Meadow when all of a sudden they heard a sound they didn't recognize, looked up to see a large orange cloud in front of them. They had inadvertently triggered a can of grizzly bear spray that they were carrying on an elk hunt in the Rockies.
Ooh.
But able to escape everything, and the Mindels were helpful getting back to safety.
Nice. So who's that, Carrie?
That's Carrie.
Nice. Carrie, that's really good. I'm going to say right now, if there is some anti-grizzly bear stuff, don't walk through that.
Grizzly bear spray.
Yeah, grizzly bear spray. Imagine, what do you...
Their eyes were on fire, they said.
What are you guys going to get? I'll get the sandwiches. And you get the grizzly bear spray, would you?
Don't activate
don't,
it.
Don't though. Activate it. But yeah. if you can, don't activate it. Well, made a mistake. I went to get the sandwiches out, and I activated the grizzly bear spray.
They said their eyes were on fire yeah. and not able to breathe. They rolled around on the ground for what felt like an eternity, but they did recover and got back to camp. If you have a story like that, we got $50 to Mindel for you.
Wow.
$50 goes to Carrie. Again, MindelUSA.com. Check it out yourself and also email us. earlybreak937@gmail.com.
How,
your own outdoor
how calm would you have to be if the bear's chasing you, yelling, hey, Todd, get the spray out. And he's run, you're running. You're trying to get it out of your backpack.
Yep.
Our only chance right here is the grizzly bear spray. And you're calmly trying to get it out of your backpack. Maybe the last thing you'd say to you, hey, is it packed? And where's it at? What we want to say, it's in the side pocket.
Nowhere it's at.
Nowhere it's at. That's at. When all of a sudden, when
don't
the bear
fumbled appear, around on that one.
Yeah, you don't want to fumble around on that one at all.
Jake, I was very, I mean, you know, my odd memory of Jake walking up to Yankee Stadium for that bowl game with his Mindels on.
I did.
Yes.
I don't know why
I
remember.
It was cold. It was raining. I had the Mindels on.
Did you take a, I remember watching that game. I was in the hospital with, my mom was in the hospital.
That's right. At
the time, so I was watching that game. And it was a game that also, where the entire game was shot with it, was some sort of water on the lens of the camera.
It was.
The whole game. There's never a time there's a clear view of anything.
It rained the whole time.
I had no idea what was going on, really. And it was just, it looked like there was about, like, again, you know, 4,000 people there. It was like.
It was not a bad crowd.
Yeah, but it was just, it just looked cold.
The fact you went to a bowl game and it was cold and rainy.
Rainy.
Cool. And, great setting, but yeah, yeah it's not
did
a
you take
game.
The subway there,
I did.
Jake?
I sure did.
Yeah. That's the way to go.
See, we Ubered because it's Sean, you know.
Yeah, Sean.
Hey, I had a fine experience in the subway.
Yeah. I like the subway.
I traveled like I was Dan Quayle on that trip. Yes, it was Sean's amazing. We didn't use a subway.
I did. Me and Swim used it several
times.
Swim
used it, yeah.
We actually went the wrong way one time.
What can get you?
We said, well, we're going the wrong direction. Let's get off and go the other way. That was like supposed to be a 20-minute trip. It turned into an hour trip to get to where we need to go.
You saw some New York.
We did. Okay, reaction, overreaction to a couple topics I have for you here from
is
week
this
three.
Reaction, overreaction?
Yeah. Which, okay. Yeah. Here's the topic. You tell me if that's an overreaction or if it's proper.
Okay.
Okay.
Fun.
Do that.
Number one, Clemson is closer to mediocrity than a national title in general with the program going forward.
Reaction, not overreaction.
Not just this that's, year, but that, going forward.
Yeah, I think they're trending.
Are they
way.
Closer to mediocrity or a national title in the direction of the program this year and beyond, Bill?
Yeah, the direction of the program, I'm still gonna push in that they're not horrible.
Overreaction.
Overreaction to me. But
okay.
But I also like that. If there are right now, if they're taking some heat off of losing at home to LSU, being behind at Troy at halftime, and then also
losing to Georgia Tech.
There's no one pushing back on that.
That doesn't look good.
Dabo Swinney did not there was not it was it was like
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Save big money on your roofing project at Menards with Owens Corning Shingles. Your roof is the first line of defense against the elements and enhances the appearance of your home's exterior. Owens Corning Duration Shingles offer ultimate protection and impressive curb appeal. Choose from 24 colors of Owens Corning Duration Shingles and transform your home today. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Super Sale and get 40% off paints and stains September 19th through the 24th. With prices starting at $29.39, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
He gave all the credit to Georgia Tech. They give him all the credit. You know, we weren't ready. We didn't make enough play. Whatever you want to say. But right now, I still think that it's an overreaction.
Okay.
Next up to the SEC, reaction, overreaction. Texas will not reach double-digit wins this season.
Not an overreaction.
Ooh.
Based on what we said. No, based on what we said earlier.
There's a chance there's three losses in there.
Right.
Go through.
They have one.
9-3.
And there's a chance it'd be a 9-3.
9-3 looks
Oklahoma
very,
coming
very
up. They play at Georgia. They have A&M this year still coming up.
there's two.
Open. That's reaction there. Okay, number three. Oregon's Dante Moore is the nation's top quarterback.
No.
QB1.
Overreaction.
Overreaction, but I do love him.
He can spin it.
I think right now it's just so early. I think everything is like an overreaction right now. We're probably overreacting to the three quarterbacks we talked about earlier not right. playing that well. That's probably an overreact. We're going to sense that they're about week nine and go, oh, how about that? How about Nuss? You guys see that? And so I think that's a little bit overreaction on both parts.
Who is QB1? Would you go Mateer right now? Who's the top quarterback in the country?
Mateer.
I'd go Mateer. I would. I'd go John Mateer.
He's really good. He's fun to watch.
He's the marathon.
That was Bill's guy.
He's also not 5'8".
No, he's a big dude.
He's a big dude. Yeah.
He's a dude. I mean, that's a strong leader. Strong leader. He is. Strong guy.
Next up, Vanderbilt, Sip's favorite team, could be in the college football playoff conversation. Reaction,
overreaction.
I would say they're talented enough to be in there.
Way overreaction.
They're talented enough. They are talented enough. Their schedule is so rough. Pull it up, Jake.
Yeah, right now for
when you. When you look at, okay, to be in the playoffs, you got to have a lot of breaks.
Come on, now.
That was the one thing. That was the.
Are you serious on that one?
I was posted out there. I wanted to post it myself as well. Okay, Vanderbilt plays Georgia State. Georgia State this week, they'll be 4-0.
Okay. Warno's 4-0. Yeah.
Then they will host Utah State.
Oh, 5-0 is 5-0. Okay.
Okay. And then it gets real. Then they're at Alabama.
Yeah.
Very real.
And then they will host LSU the next week.
Back to back.
There's a bye week in between
them. If they win one of those, it's going to get real.
Yeah.
Keep going.
Then they'll host Missouri, who's ranked 23rd right now,
really
by
good.
The way.
Three ranked teams.
Then they're at Texas. That's rough.
Yeah, that's rough.
Then they'll host currently 22nd ranked team Auburn in November. Then they'll host Kentucky, and then they end at Tennessee.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. So rough schedule.
That's a rough schedule.
But they should be 5-0. I mean, they're going to be 5-0.
I know, they're going to be
5-0. The question's going to be, does a 9-3 SEC team get in? Because they could be a 9-3 team.
Vanderbilt in the playoff. Oh, God.
They could be in. If they're 5-0, right there, they're 5-0, and you got seven to go, and hey, what do we got to do? Well, we got seven to go. We got to go 4-3. We got to go 4-3. It's going to happen this year, my prediction.
Think about that for one second. If we have back-to-back years in the playoff of Indiana and Vanderbilt, for those who have put themselves down for years saying we can't do it, yeah, you can. If those teams have been lowly forever.
100%.
Yeah.
Indiana and Vanderbilt 100. In the playoff conversation, 100, it can happen anywhere.
And there's no excuse for it not to happen.
If we sat here as collective Husker fans and looked at the schedule and said, in with Vanderbilt, and you say, hey, we got to go to Vautech. Hard to do.
Hard game.
We got to go to South Carolina.
And they rolled them.
They rolled them.
Okay, you're starting to convince me a little bit.
Vanderbilt could be a playoff team.
Yeah.
Incredible.
They look more like 8 wins to me, but that's awfully
that's
close.
That's in the conversation.
Yeah, I know. That's awfully close.
Last one, Wisconsin will have to move on from Luke Fickell. Is that a reaction over
$40 million. Dollars. It's $40 million to buy him out.
Remember, there's these two facets out there that are talked about. They went away from who they were, which means Wisconsin went. I mean, they went to the Dairy Raid.
Yep.
They got away from multiple tight ends. A classic example of kind of how I mentioned Michigan had lost their way for a while.
They went to Nebraska in 2003.
They went away from where they were. So that was one. But B, the second part is, what was Wisconsin known the most for? Bang for your buck. They did it cheaper than anybody else. They did it prompt. They were efficient. Wisconsin was not known. Bielema left Wisconsin after going to the Rose Bowl 3 straight times. Mm-hmm. He said, I can't even pay my assistant coaches. We don't pay here. I'm listening to him.
And
that's the big part of it. Well, now what's happened in the world today?
What?
You got to have money. You got to have collectives. You have to have, and that's not.
Can't do it on the cheap.
That's not the Wisconsin
way.
Can
you do it on the cheap now?
No.
I don't think you can.
And I don't know. I couldn't sit there and tell you their exact setup, but they were known for, we do it this way. We get big bodies. We get O linemen. We run the football. We do things at a moderate budget. I mean, everything was scaled down dramatically at Wisconsin. It's like, that's just how we do it here. That's how it worked, and it had worked incredibly.
The question becomes: can you do it on the cheap in this day and age? What's the cheap?
Yeah. What is the cheap?
Yeah.
I mean, okay. Here's a cheap. Okay, we're gonna have a $7 million roster. Now, there's schools with $20 million rosters. Can you do that? I don't know that Wisconsin has a $7 million roster. I think it could be lower than that.
It doesn't appear when you see it. And when the quarterback they went and got was from Maryland.
Yeah.
And
this, according to ChatGPT, I've put out some bad information. Firing him in 25 Fickell would cost $25 million.
Still a lot of money.
Still a lot.
I sent you that emoji or that screenshot of the high. That'd be the second highest paid ever. That'd be ahead of Gus Malzahn, I believe.
Wow. Is that right?
It was $77 million that went to
Jimbo.
And I think the next one was like 21 or something to Gus Malzahn. Okay. So it'd be the second highest payout ever.
Do they have that money?
It'll depend on what they look like. Because you couldn't do anything, whether you had the money or not the money. What could you do at UCLA? You had to do it. It looked horrendous.
That's 6.43. You can pay that.
Yeah, it's not.
Somebody can pay that.
When we come back, the spillover on early break in the ticket.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.